He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour for April 22nd, 2013, just 8 days away from May. And you know how the old saying goes in the market, go away in May. What about this year? What's it look like right now out there in the environment of the market? Well, we're going to take some temperatures here and there, the various sectors, asset classes, stocks in the market, and find out. Let's see how we're starting the day off today. So far, we've got the S&P down a couple of points here right now after a pretty decent day in Europe. We have the Dow or the S&P down about two. It's at 1,552. We have the Dow down 44 right now. The Dow is at 14,503, not too far from its all-time high. The NASDAQ, it's up a couple today. NASDAQ actually in the green, up a couple of points to 3207. The euro is at 130. The 10-year yield, still real cheap. I mean dirt cheap, 1.69% is where we're at on that 10-year yield, which affects mortgage rates, obviously. Gold. Wow, look at that. Gold catching a bid after it's caught a cold, after it's had pneumonia, after it's had bronchitis, just about everything else for the last year. Gold is up a little bit. It's up $31 an ounce. That's a 2.2% move on gold. Gold is at $1,426 per ounce. Still a long ways from its all-time high, however. And we've got oil actually catching a bid for the first time in quite some time. It's up 57 cents this morning at $88.58. That's where oil sits at the current time. Go away in May, as the saying goes. Well, that's what we're going to examine here today. Is it a go away in May year? So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If you're not getting the newsletter every weekend sent to your email box, shame on you. Get on the weekly mailing list. It can't hurt. I mean, you know, hey. PWStreet.com. PWStreet.com is the website. Just sign up. I want Bill Gunderson's newsletter. I like what I hear on the radio. I think maybe this guy watches the market pretty intensely all week. Maybe he can help give me a little bit of guidance here as we all navigate through sometimes the treacherous waters, sometimes the calm waters of the market. And it's important to not do crazy things. Doing crazy things can be devastating to our retirement plans, to our 401k values. Just being out of the market over the last 3-4 years, you know what that's cost you? If that's you, it's cost you a ton of money. But of course, on the flip side of that, being in the market, when the market has its bad years, like 2008, when it was down 38.5%, that's costly too. So there obviously has to be a happy medium in there somewhere. You can't sit on the sidelines all your life. You'll never grow your money. You'll never put compound interest to work in your favor. Well, you know, the old saying is go away in May. And as that May 1st date approaches very quickly, spring is in the air. We know that May is just around the corner. They're narrowing down the field for the first Saturday in May in Louisville. We're a field of 15 to 20 horses will enter the gate, run a mile and a quarter around a dirt track, and one of them will be crowned the Kentucky Derby champion. We've got Cinco de Mayo coming up. That's a big deal here in San Diego, being on the border. From my office, I can see Tijuana. Much like Sarah Palin can see Russia from her house, I can see Mexico from my office and my home. Cinco de Mayo just around the corner. Big May celebration. I can hear the mariachis now. I wrote about this in my newsletter over the weekend. See, the newsletter covers all kinds of things, not just stocks. It's also fishing season. You know what? I just think on May 1st, I'm going to hang a sign on my door that says gone fishing. I'll be back in November. That would be sweet. I wrote about that also in my newsletter. But before I do that, we better take a look at the market here and how it's behaving right now. Does it look like a market that's ready to go away in May? Well, let's put it this way. The market has gotten a lot more defensive in the last 2 or 3, 4 weeks. Between the saber rattling out of North Korea, between the sell-off in the commodities market, between the perceived slowdown in China, we've had a mini sell-off in one of the leading groups in the market, that being the building and construction sector. We've had, obviously, a terrorist attack here in America that has shaken a lot of nerves once again. And we're in the midst of earnings season, all right? But despite all of that, if we step back for a minute and we look at the big picture, if we look at a chart of the indexes, let's first look at a chart of the S&P 500. The S&P 500 came within an eyelash of hitting 1600. It did hit an all-time high here just about 6 or 7, 8 days ago when it hit 1597. Right now we're at 1550, so we're just about 40 points off of that all-time high. We're still above the 50-day moving average on the S&P. We've been above the 50-day moving average on the S&P 500 ever since mid-December. So from a big picture, the S&P 500 is still in that 4-year-old, in fact, 49-month-old bull market. We've had a lot of scares along the way, like we've had recently. Is this the final nail in the coffin, the news that we've had recently? It doesn't appear to be, at least as of now. When I look at a couple of moving averages that I like to track the 20-day and the 50-day, and I look for crossovers. Back in mid-December, the 20-day moving average on the S&P 500 crossed above the 50-day moving average. That was a bullish buy signal. It's been there ever since, and it's still above the 50-day or the 20-day moving average. The S&P 500 says that it's not time to go away yet. But that's not enough evidence for me. I need more evidence before I take off, hang the sign on the door, and go fishing and come back in November. I need more evidence. Is it safe? Is it time to go away? Will I miss anything? Well, you know, I have to look at some of my individual stocks and how they've been behaving lately. Last week, I had a massive breakout on a large holding by the name of Grainger. The symbol is GWW. It doesn't look like, even not for one moment, that it wants to go away yet in May and call it a year. In fact, I wrote an article last week for thestreet.com called Almost 1 Million Reasons to Buy Grainger. You see, they have a catalog with 900,000 items in it. I said in the article, it's exciting reading. If ever at night you have a hard time going to sleep, just pick up that Grainger catalog and read some of those plumbing fixture descriptions. I especially like the part about 1/8 inch by 3/16 of an inch by 22 centimeters. That really gets my blood going. It puts me right to sleep. But it doesn't look like it wants to go away in May. Speaking of Cinco de Mayo, I'm still a fan of Mexican Coca-Cola versus American Coca-Cola. In fact, the stock FMX continues to hit new all-time highs. I wrote an article about that recently on thestreet.com. The stock is up considerably since then. It's also a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. With Cinco de Mayo just around the corner, it doesn't look like the Mexican Coca-Cola stock is ready to say adios just yet. It continues to hit new highs. Boy, there's some problems here with my fishing trip plans. Just as I was packing my bags, getting my lures ready to come back in November, I see all of these stocks still hitting new highs. I see the S&P 500 still above its 50-day moving average, doggone it. How can I go fishing? You know what? I'm going to keep looking for some reasons here to go away in May. I see a few. When we come back, let's talk about it some more. Because we got a big decision to make here.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management in a overcast and foggy San Diego, California. You know, I got out to do a little fishing over the weekend. I had a new fish finder installed in my boat, and it hasn't worked since it's been installed. You know, when you can't see the bottom of the ocean, it all looks the same out there. The top looks the same. Who knows what's under, what lies beneath. Oh, yeah, I've got my, you know what, with the new fish finder, I tore out the old fish finder. And I lost all my GPS spots, all my waypoints that I had marked in there of my fishing holes. Oh, I still remember a lot of them by sight. But when you get out several miles in the ocean, sight doesn't count for much. So I had to just look and see where the boats were. That's the second best indicator of where the fish are. Go where the boats are. But I felt like I thought of it this way, and I think it's a true fact. For me, at least it is. Going fishing without my fish finder is like going through the stock market without my Best Stocks Now app. I'd be totally lost in a sea of 3,300 different things. Where do you even begin? Especially when you want to know where the best values are, whether the best performance is, where the best charts are. Man, to do that manually would just be a monstrous task. I don't do it manually. I came up with a little invention for my own use that I decided to share and make into an app. It's called the Best Stocks Now app. It's been as high as number 6 here recently in the world of financial-oriented apps as far as top-grossing apps. So someone must think something of it. There's been tens of thousands of downloads of the app. We upgraded the Android, finally. Finally. You know, I'm not the developer. Look, I'm just the money manager here. But I created it, and I have a buddy that handles the Apple side of it, no problem. But I had to bring in someone else to do the end. We had problems, but we got it done. It's done. It looks good. I'm going to test ride the thing today. And it should be much, vastly improved. That's the Android side. It's the Best Stocks Now app. Okay, now I'm going to get my fish finder fixed this week. A guy who installed it has been on call. I said, you know what? Listen, this is fishing season. And the stock market almanac tells me that I can go away in May and come back in November. The heck? Sounds good to me. I'm ready to hang the gone fishing sign on my door. But doggone it, there's this pesky thing called the S&P 500 that keeps hitting new highs that hasn't begun to roll over. This is the 49th month of this doggone bull market. As I look at many of my individual stocks, I just mentioned a few. I mentioned Grainger. I mentioned Fomento Mexico, that Mexican Coke company that uses pure cane sugar, and icy cold glass bottles. Boy, does anything taste better on a fishing trip than pulling an icy cold glass bottle of Mexican Coca-Cola out of the bucket of ice, out of an ice chest of crushed ice. Oh, boy, that tastes good. You know what? The Farmer's Almanac, it doesn't say anything about going away in May. Anybody out there listening that is in the farming business, what is May like for you? Is that a month you kick back and read the Farmer's Almanac and other such things? No. It's one of the busiest times of year. I wrote about Tractor Supply last week. Tractor Supply continues to do real well. It's doing well again today as I look at it here. Farmers don't go away in May. I really want to. I'm really trying to find a reason to go away and go fishing. I need an excuse. I know. Let's look at the app. Let's look at the asset classes in the app. Surely, being short the market, May's right around the corner. Being short the market, being in cash, has got to be the best place to be. Right? Wrong. For now, doggone it, the top asset classes are as follows. Number one, the MLP index. Well, you know, that's those master limited partnerships. They're pesky as heck. Accountants hate them. Tax preparers hate them. People that invest in them like them because they've produced some real returns over the years. Well, you could invest in an index of MLPs. Why? Everybody's seeking dividends right now. So, you know, while the market's not exactly going away in May, it is getting a little more defensive. Why? Well, there's a natural move this time of year to be more defensive, just in case. Number two ranked asset class, small cap dividend stocks. The small cap dividend index, which is DES. That doesn't sound like a real defensive sector to me. Small caps aren't exactly a place you park your money while you go on a 6-month vacation. The number three ranked index is the Real Estate Investment Trust. Man, I have a double now in Realty Income. It's a simple real estate investment trust, a REIT, that trades on the New York Stock Exchange. It's headquartered right here in Escondido, California, a suburb of San Diego. I've talked with them many times. I've had them speak at my seminars. They send me stuff all the time. I've had them on the air with me. Those guys know what they're doing. The REITs continue to hit new highs. Realty Income continues to hit new highs. The number four ranked asset class, large cap dividend. That's not exactly a place you park your money and go away. Next is the small cap value index. Small caps trading at decent valuations. I still like that area myself. Right behind that is mid-cap value. Where in the heck are cash and being inverse the market? Aren't they moving up? May is just around the corner. Well, as I look at the worst ranked asset classes right now, at the bottom, gold. That shouldn't surprise anybody. Now, if it's time to go away in May, I should just buy inverse the markets, a little bit of gold, some cash, and sit it out. Gold is at the bottom of the heap. Being short the market is the second worst place to be. Just ask somebody who's short the market. You'll see a painful, anguished, sunken eyeball look on their face if they've been short the market. Ouch, that's gotta hurt. Silver at or near the bottom. Cash has moved up a little bit in the rankings, but not enough to really sit up and take note. Not enough to justify hanging the gone fishing sign on the door and heading out. No. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe the answer lies in the sectors of the market. Surely some of these defensive sectors are rising in rank while the go-go sectors fall. Let's check that out when we come back because I really want to go fishing. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now, Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. You know, that go away in May saying is hanging over our heads right now, threatening us. You know, there's no question we've had a pretty good 3-4 month run in the market. Ever since about the second or third week of December. And just looking at it from a logical point of view, the probabilities say go away in May and come back in November. Sounds good to me. I'll see ya. Do the last show, let's see, April, what's the last day of this month here? This Friday, I guess, or next Monday. Yeah, that looks good. That sounds good. Next Tuesday, and then I'll see you in November. But you know what? As I look through these doggone charts, I'm not seeing that go away. Now, it may happen. We still have an 8, 9, 10 days to go here. But as of now, there's just too much happening in the market right now. I've looked at the chart of the S&P 500. It continues to be above its 50-day moving average. I look at the chart of the Dow. It continues to be above its 50-day moving average. The NASDAQ's not exactly rolling over right now. The small cap index is not exactly rolling over. The mid cap index is not exactly rolling over. Master limited partnerships aren't rolling over. REITs aren't rolling over. Maybe the answer comes in looking at the sectors in the market. Sectors are very important. I say this all the time. As I head out into the blue Pacific, it's a large ocean out there. I don't know how many gallons of water there are between here and Hawaii, but there's a lot. Breaking it down into sectors, into big groups, into little areas, vectors, GPS coordinates, makes it a lot easier. That's why the market's a lot easier to manage. It becomes much more manageable when you take a very large task and break it down into small tasks. That's one of the tricks of management. You got to break it down into a bunch of small tasks, get a bunch of people to help carry out those small tasks. That's called delegation. Let's delegate this decision of whether we should go away in May to the sectors of the market. What are the sectors telling us right now? The leading sector in the market last week was the biotech sector. It's been number one or number two now for over a year. We like trends in the market because when we can spot trends in the market, we can make money. We continue to make money riding this biotech trend. I see Biogen hitting a new all-time high again today. So there's been no change at the top yet for another week. Vanguard Healthcare ETF, that measures the healthcare sector. It was number two last week. It was number two this week. There's been no change at the top. What the heck is going on here? I'm looking for reasons to go fishing. I'm ready to go away in May. That'd be sweet. The number three sector in the market last week was consumer staples. This week it's number five, consumer staples. That still continues to be a good area of the market. Defensive, yes. But money-making opportunities, yes. In fact, tomorrow, I'm putting the finishing touches on an article today on my favorite consumer staple stock. And no, you know me. I don't write about Procter & Gamble, and I don't write about Johnson & Johnson. I try to find those that are underneath the radar a little bit. And I've got one that I'll be writing about tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow. That's the number three sector in the market right now. Still not finding any reasons to go away. Pharmaceuticals were number five last week. They're number five this week. The drug stocks continue to be a great place to be. In fact, I've chosen a drug stock to talk about today if we get time. One of my larger holdings. The REITs are next. The consumer stocks are next. This still, doggone it, does not look like a market that's ready to go away in May. Now, that may change. We'll have to take it day by day. We'll be especially vigilant. But at least as of now, this is not a market that looks like it wants to go away in May. Look at some of these stocks in the biotech sector. Look at Gilead Sciences. It continues to hit new highs. How could I sell that and go away and come back in November? There may still be a lot of upside potential here. Look at my Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, REGN. It continues to be at or near new all-time highs. Oh, I'm just as greedy as the next guy. I want to make as much out of the stock as I possibly can. I would find it very hard to leave them unattended for the next 5 months. Look at the worst sectors in the market. They should be rising right now. If the market's getting ready for a big cycle, a big sector rotation, it should start showing up. The last should start to become first, and the first should start to become last. That's not happening. Still, at the bottom, metals, mining, energy, basic materials, commodities, technology, still at the bottom. No change. I just don't see that shakeup that would indicate that the market's ready to go away. So doggone it, I'm going to have to put the gone fishing sign in my drawer. It's ready, however, to hang on the door. At least maybe I can sneak out for a day or two. Come on, it is fishing season. But I just don't see the going away in May yet. But as always, you want to stay tuned. I track the market every single day. I send out tweets every single day. I'm at Bill Gunderson. I do my radio show every single weekday. I send out my newsletter with an encapsulation of the radio shows every single weekend. And I will keep you posted when it's time to go away in the market, because no bull market lasts forever. No uptrend lasts forever. Eventually, things do change. But as of right now, for the 49th month in a row, there's no change. It's time. It's still time to be invested in equities. Okay, I want to talk about one particular equity that will be in the news this week. All eyes on Apple. All eyes on Apple as they will report earnings. Will they be good? Will they be bad? Has Tim Cook been sandbagging? Has he been saving the big one for this week and he'll announce just huge blowout earnings coming up? Nobody knows for sure. But we have to step back and look at the big picture of Apple. From my point of view, Apple is a value investor's dream. It's trading at ridiculously cheap multiples. But if you've listened to my show in the past, I require three legs on the stool that I'm going to stand on. Apple has that value leg. Very strong, very steady, very firm. But I haven't had much luck standing on a three-legged stool that only has one leg on it, especially at my age. Ouch, that hurts. The second leg is performance. Apple lacks performance big time. That's what I said on CNBC several weeks ago. I said, Apple is dead money. He said, well, it's performed so well over the long haul, Bill. How can you say that? I said, yeah, but you know what? Performance is not just measured over the long haul. I measure performance over the last 1 month, over the last 3 months, over the last 6 months, over the last 1 year. How can you say that Apple is a good performing stock when it's down 32% in the last 12 months? The market's up 13%. Apple has trailed the market by 45 percentage points over the last 12 months. How can you say that Apple is a good performer? I'm glad I sold my Apple at $637 and haven't gotten back into it. It continues to hit new lows. It continues to try to build, to find a bottom. It hasn't found one yet. There's a big leg of the stool missing. The third leg is the stock chart. I never buy stocks in downtrends. Apple continues to be in a horrible, horrible downtrend. Now, maybe this earnings report this week will be the catalyst to shake out, to scare out a bunch of the short sellers, to get some new people in. But as of right now, I mean, to buy Apple, you're guessing. You're making a guess that it's finally hit bottom. And people have been doing that ever since 700. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
If you run a small business, imagine how you'd feel if one of your computers crashed or was stolen. Think how damaging it would be. Your important company files could be lost forever. That's why Carbonite, the company that made online backup simple, secure, and affordable, created Carbonite Pro Online Backup. It's a backup plan specifically designed for small businesses just like yours. With just one account, all of your PCs will be backed up automatically whenever they're connected to the Internet. Files are encrypted and stored at a safe off-site location, so when a computer disaster does happen, you'll get your files back easily. With Carbonite Pro, there's one centralized dashboard to monitor the backup status across all of your PCs. Plus, there's just one monthly bill, and prices start at only $10 a month. Don't wait. Make Carbonite Pro the backup plan for your small business. Try the full service free for 1 month. There's no credit card required. Go to CarbonitePro.com today to get started. That's CarbonitePro.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're here every day, heard across many cities throughout America, Monday through Friday. My aim and my goal is not to sell you annuities, not to sell you life insurance, not to sell you workshop tapes and trading seminars, but to try to keep you focused on the best areas of the market, the best asset classes. I've kept you out of gold. I've kept you in the stock market. You know the difference between being in equities versus gold over the last year has made to your portfolio? I do my best to keep you in the right sectors of the market. Do you know how valuable that information, that biotech and healthcare and pharmaceuticals are leadership sectors in the market and continue to hit new highs? Just ask the guy that's loaded up in mining stocks. He'll tell you the difference. There's a huge difference. Talk to those that own mutual funds or ETFs or stocks from the leading sectors and the difference it makes in their portfolios. And of course, I aim, if you're into individual stocks, to point out some of the best ones now. Man, we've hit some major, major home runs here recently. And over the last many, many years, Gilead Sciences, Realty Income, Alkerms, which was just added to the newsletter last week, and it exploded to the upside. Granger, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You can look at the newsletter, look at some of the major winners that are in that newsletter. And I don't throw out hundreds and hundreds of stocks, very narrow focus. I own about 20 to 30 stocks in each of my portfolios. I have an aggressive growth portfolio, I have a conservative growth portfolio, and I have an income portfolio. And you can look at how they're doing. People ask me all the time, what's your track record? Do you have a verifiable 10-year track? You know what? I'm not a mutual fund. I'm not a place that pools everybody's money into one fund and then has Lipper track it. No, I'm a custom money manager. That's why I have the newsletter. How many guys in my business print every week, every single week, their picks, their model portfolio? I put my neck on the line. That's taking a major risk, isn't it? Well, you can look at the results for yourself. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. See, I want to be held accountable. You can hold me accountable. I heard Gunderson talk about this, and then he never talked about it again. Well, it's printed in the newsletter every single week. I'm pretty doggone transparent for you to do your own homework and research on. Okay, I'm going to talk about one stock here before we bring in our mortgage expert, Craig Brock. The pharmaceutical sector continues to be one of the leading sectors in the market. One of my holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management is a company out of Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. I've talked about it before. I'm going to talk about it again. That means it's doing well, doesn't it? It remains in my newsletter. It remains a holding here. Valiant Pharmaceuticals, which develops primarily branded drugs to treat central nervous system disorders, pain, and cardiovascular disease. Their earnings have been growing by 24% per year over the last 5 years. The stock has performed wonderfully. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 53% per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, 67% per year. Over the last 12 months, 37%. It has clobbered the returns of the market. It has the performance that I like in a stock. From a valuation point of view, the stock is currently trading at about 12 times forward earnings. In my book, that's cheap. It's expected to grow by about 15.2% per year. That means it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. I have a good value grade. I have a good performance grade. And out of 3,318 stocks that I follow, it comes in at number 53. It's a $22 billion market cap It's a large cap, and right now it gets a Gunderson stock grade of A. It is not a recommendation. It's an example of a best stock now, in a best sector now, and in a best asset class now. All right, let's talk to Craig Brock here. Craig, interest rates, very low, very tame, 1.69%. Go away in May is the adage in the stock market. So far, I don't see any reason to go away in May, although I would love to. I'll bet you can't really go away in May, as the property market has really heated up here.
Yeah, it really has. Going away would be crazy, especially with what the Bank of Japan is doing. I know we'll have some news out later in the week. We're all looking out for GDP. But we had a new print. We had a 1.68 on the 10-year Treasury just moments ago. That's the low for the year. So if you refinanced last year, maybe it's time to look at refinancing again. We have U.S. Home sales out, the existing home sales for March, down a little bit, down 0.6%. But you have to keep in mind, this is just a month-over-month number, that nothing has changed here, even though this is a lackluster number.
Yeah, exactly. And, is there much else coming out? This is kind of a slow week. I mean, we had existing home sales here, but are there any other big economic reports coming out that could be movers of interest rates here this week?
Well, we'll have our we'll just have a payroll report on Thursday, and then Friday we're going to have the we're going to be looking out for the advance report on first quarter GDP to show what the growth is. The expectation is 2.8%, but I don't know, Bill.
I don't know either. I could see 1.9, something like that. And of course, that would send interest rates down if that were the case, but. Suffice it to say that interest rates are pretty tame right now. It's a good time to go in there, lock them in, and get that property that you've been looking at.
Well, it certainly is. And the Fannie Mae chief was out just the other day, and he said that we're within a tenth of the 100-year low for mortgage rates. So if you thought about buying a home, now's a great time. We'd like to help you. We can get you a better deal if you're working with a bank. The number is 855-900-3279.
All right. And I'm 855-611-BEST. I'm also pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.